Hello and welcome to the Slow Bible Podcast, an opportunity to linger with God. We're praying with some verses from Psalm 103 today. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the Word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still. To refocus your scattered senses on God and become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us so our ears and hearts can really fully hear and receive the living word of God. So today I'm going to invite us to pray with a scripture from Psalm 103 and it's verses 8 to 13. We'll pray with this scripture using the prayer method Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture three times. The first time I'm just going to read the passage so we become familiar with it. And then the second and third time I'll lead us through with a question. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. This time, as you listen to these familiar verses, listen for a particular word or phrase that stands out for you. What might God be offering you today through these words? The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Who will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on that word or phrase. What might God be offering you today in this moment? Thank you. will read the passage for a third and final time. This time, listen for an invitation or something to discover anew. What is the Lord inviting you to know, to do, or to become today? The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us, as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. I invite you to listen for God's invitation. And now I invite you to simply respond to God. Speak to God as you would a friend from your heart. Take this opportunity to share in an intimate conversation with God. And now I invite you to simply rest. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's compassionate and merciful love. And simply receive from God. Father God, we thank you for your words of life and love and forgiveness to each of us today. We thank you for that seed of your living word that you've brought to our attention. I pray that you would plant it deep in our hearts and water it, cause it to grow, cause it to bear fruit in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.